Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The LPGA announces a major change to its playing rules. Some common sense may be returning. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, you remember we interviewed Lauren Miller, who is a professional golf player, and she actually lost first place in the NXXT tournament in Florida to a male who goes by Haley Davidson. It is a male wearing a skirt, and she lost to him because as a male, he has a much stronger and longer swing in his golf game.
Yeah, she was someone who competed through college. She started when she was a young girl. She went up through the ranks, and then she started to turn pro, and in her first pro debut, she would have won, except she came up against this person, Davidson, who is a male who the LPGA allowed to play on the female team.
And, you know, I recently reached out to Lauren and congratulating her because she has been speaking out against this and been called all kinds of names as a result, but she says the truth matters.
Yeah, and she was a great guest that we did on our TV program, Freedom Alive, and we congratulated her and just thanked her for her courage. There's many others like her. Women are just tired of it. They're fed up, and they're speaking out. They're taking a lot of heat for it. And sometimes they're taking a lot of punishment because of speaking out the truth. But common sense is returning, apparently. The Ladies Professional Golf Association Tour has announced a major change to its eligibility rules for competition. They no longer will allow somebody who is born male or who has gone through puberty to play on the women's team. That if you're women, you play on the women's team. If you're a man, you play on the men's team.
Yeah, right.
Wow, that's an amazing novel idea.
You know, and the Davidson that we were talking about early, he formerly played on a men's collegiate golf team, but I guess he wasn't doing as well, so then he switched to the women and then started beating them.
Yeah,
it's wrong.
Recently, the LPGA released findings from its working group, which included experts in, quote, medicine, science, sport physiology, golf performance, and gender policy law.
Close and do
quote.
You even have to have experts to,
yeah,
to
and they
come
found
up
that,
with this?
Quote, the effects of these, what they found, of male puberty confer competitive advantages in golf performance compared to players who have not undergone male puberty, close quote.
Thank you to those experts.
Well, thank you, experts. I am so glad that we needed experts in medicine, science,
yes,
sports physiology, golf performance, and even gender policy law to come to a very simple conclusion that, you know what, men have a competitive advantage when it comes to strength.
And these women who have trained and sacrificed all their lives, such as Lauren, to get, you know, to a high place in golf, just get beaten out by these men. You know, that's not, doesn't take experts to figure that out.
Well, I'm going to read from the statement. This is their statement. It's not my words. But under the new policy, athletes who are, again, these are their words, assigned female at birth, are eligible to compete on the LPGA Tour, the Ladies European Tour, the Epson Tour, and in all other elite LPGA competitions. Now, they use the word female assigned at birth. They also go on to say players assigned male at birth who have gone through male puberty are not eligible to compete in the aforementioned events. It added to that statement, the policies, it goes on to say, governing the LPGA's recreational programs in non-elite events utilize different criteria to provide opportunities for participation in the broader LPGA community. In other words, it's these elite events, the LPGA Tour, Epson Tour, Ladies European Tour, and in all other elite LPGA competitions this applies to. But in some of the lower levels, I guess it doesn't apply. But the crazy thing, and this terminology is very Orwellian, if you are a female that's assigned female at birth or assigned male at birth, that terminology is just ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
You're not assigned like it's a lottery or like you have like pink and blue cards sitting there on the shelf and you pick up one and you say, let's give this one a pink card. And then what are we going to do with this? Well, let's give this one a blue card. We'll assign this particular one blue. We'll assign that one pink. And then later on somebody says, oh, well, you just assigned me male and I'm really not male. You assigned me female and I'm really not female. The idea that you're getting assigned a certain sex at birth sounds like it's an outside entity making an arbitrary decision to assign you something and label you as something different than what you are.
Read Psalms 139. God makes no mistakes.
Actually, you know, just take a look at the baby, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. Oh, this one, we don't have to
worry. Look at the
parts. Yeah, this one, oh, this one's a boy, right? And this one's a girl. Pretty simple. There's no assignment. You know what they are. It's obvious. It's part of objective reality.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a good start for the LPGA. The commissioner said, however, our policy is reflective of an extensive science-based and inclusive approach. The policy represents our continued commitment to ensuring that all feel welcome within our organization while preserving the fairness and competitive equity of our elite competitions. So it's a good start. He's kind of skating over the issues, I think.
It's a good start.
But hopefully they will continue to press this issue.
And Haley Davidson, the male who wants to parade around and pretend to be female, who actually was in that competition that you talked mm-hmm. about against the person we interviewed, was upset by this new policy and said, quote, can't say I didn't see this coming. Banned from the Epson and LPGA, Davidson wrote in a post on social media, then continued, quote, all the silence and people wanting to stay neutral, thanks for absolutely nothing. This happened because of all your silence.
Now, don't play the victim card here. You know, thanks to the women that spoke up on their own behalf, that's what did it.
Yeah, and he goes on to say, and somehow people are surprised the suicide rate for transgender people is around 50%.
Oh.
And concluded, situations just like this are part of the reason. No, I don't Mm-mm. think so, Davidson. Mm-mm. Situations of the suicide or the suicide ideation are due to what we've seen from lots of studies all over the world. And it's different kinds of mental stressors. It's not because they can't compete in a woman's sports.
And go back to the boys' team, okay?
And in fact, what you find, which is the reason why Johns Hopkins University, the first institution in the United States that went down this road to do these kinds of surgeries, to try to do plastic surgery on somebody, to change them to look like what their mind thought they should be, they stopped doing it. Why? Because they found that doing these kinds of surgeries on people and the hormones that they had to give them, it did not resolve their mental stress. It actually increased mm-hmm. it because they never got the mental issues resolved. And lots of people regretted it. And the suicide rate increased. Why? Because their mental condition was never addressed. It got worse. And then they realized, you know what? They've just mutilated their bodies,
right,
and they've permanently damaged their bodies for the rest of their life. And nobody was there to help them after that.
But you know, Matt, this is a great example of why it's so important to speak up for the truth. I mean, these women, like Lauren, were called all kinds of names, were bullied, but that's what the LGBT agenda tries to do, tries to belittle you and play the victim card. But instead, they stood strong. They spoke out on their own behalf, which was completely right, all they've trained for and fought for, and now we're starting to see victory.
Yeah, Amy Olson, who recently retired in April, she's been outspoken on this issue, and she was a female golfer. She says, quote, these women have worked too hard and too long to have to stand mm-hmm. by and watch a man compete for and take their spot, she wrote on X. Mm-hmm. The only fair path toward forward is a policy based on sex, not gender.
I know, my goodness, it's just common sense.
It's common sense. And, you know, this needs to be something that goes throughout all of the sports industry. Mm-hmm. This is just an absolute attempt to abolish gender. And in doing so, it's an absolute rebellion against God, who created us in his image and created each of us individually and uniquely as male and female. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.